Hello and welcome to ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm a little late getting started tonight, as I had a little bit of technical difficulty. We've finished half an inning of play for the Tigers. It was Akahoshi grounding out to the shortstop for the first out. Sekimoto then struck out swinging. The appeal to the second base umpire, or the first base umpire, said that Sekimoto had gone around on a two-strike, one-ball count. And then Neen singled to left center to get the first base runner on in the game. And Kanemoto somehow was out. I'm afraid I missed it while I was finishing getting set up. And for the Hanshin Tigers, it'll be Shimo Yanagi on the mound. The Chunichi Dragons have Kawakami throwing tonight. This is a very important game. It'll be Araki leading off, batting 271 on the season, 2 home runs, 21 RBIs. We're in the bottom of the first inning, no score at Nagoya Dome. The first pitch is in there for a called strike one to Araki. So Shimo Yanagi gets his first pitch over. The windup and the second offering misses down low and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Araki stands in. Shimo Yanagi's third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. Ball down low, just under the knees, over the plate. Shimo Yanagi's next offering misses inside. Araki just backs out of the way. And the fifth offering swung on in line to left center field. One bound, and Akahoshi grabs the ball, but it bounces off his glove. Speedy Araki rounds first, heads into second, sliding in there before the throw. Safe! A leadoff double by Araki. That'll be an hit and an error as the ball bounced off of center fielder Akahoshi's glove. So a single and an error by the center fielder puts Araki on second base here in the bottom of the first inning. The first offering to number two batter, Ibata, misses up high for ball one. Ibata batting 278 on the season, 5 home runs, 34 RBIs. The second offering swung on and grounded up the middle, past a diving second baseman and enters center field. Araki rounds third. He's heading home. The throw is nowhere close to the home plate. And Araki scores from second base on a single up the middle. Araki had no intention of holding at third base. Akahoshi came up throwing, But the throw was up the first baseline a little bit. Nowhere near close enough to get the speeding Araki. And the Chunichi Dragons go up by a score of 1-0. Back-to-back hits to lead off the first. Bottom of the first. That'll bring up Fukudome. Batting 353. Takes first pitch down low. Ball one. The next offering is thrown over to first base. Ibata back, standing up. Ibata also a threat to steal. Now this is what you can do when you don't go and bunt with the number two batter. The next offering swung on and lined into left field in front of Kanemoto. Kanemoto fields the ball on three bounces. And it's back-to-back-to-back base hits for the Dragons. Runners now at first and second. Nobody out. One run in so far. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Ochiai sitting in the dugout with a blank stare. The infield gathers at the mound. Gives Shimo Yanagi some words of advice. And next up will be Tyrone Woods. Big number 44, batting 295 on the year, 33 home runs, 103 RBIs. Looking to add to that total here with at least one runner in scoring position. With Woods, any runner on base is in scoring position. The first offering to Woods misses inside for ball one. I'd like to welcome you all to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I know that this series is going to be an exciting one as these two teams battle for first place. The second pitch is swung on and missed. Low and away pitch. Well, low and over the plate. Right-handed Woods facing left-handed Shimo Yanagi. Next pitch catches the outside part of the plate for a called strike two. The fourth offering is swung on. Woods just gets a piece of it, fouling it off to the right side of the stands. Off and out of play. The next offering swung on and grounded up the middle. Shortstop has this one, goes to second for one by himself, throws on to first, double play. Ibata heads over to third on the 6-3 double play. And that'll bring up Alex. Alex batting .285 on the season, 13 home runs, 69 RBIs. We now have two down and a runner at third. Swinging and missing the first pitch. Strike one. Junichi has one run here in the inning. Araki led off with a single and an error by Akahoshi, reaching second base. He was driven in when Ibata grounded the ball up the middle. Next offering misses down low, evening the count at 1-1 to Alex. Fukudome then singled to left, and Woods grounded into a double play. Here we are with two down, runner at third, and one run in. Junichi leads this one by a score of 1-0. Next offering, swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes, one ball the count. Shimoyanagi, next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. Ibata trots in from third base. And the Chunichi Dragons take a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. So Alex with an RBI puts the Dragons up 2-0 here in the bottom of the first. And that'll bring up Inoue. First pitch to Inoue, swung on a miss for strike one. Batting .322 on the season, 10 home runs, 30 RBIs. Only 183 at-bats so far. The second offering swung on and lifted to center field. Akahoshi comes toward right field, calling for the ball, camps under it, and makes the catch for out number three. So we had two runs on an error, and four hits, here in the first, putting the Chunichi Dragons up by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the second inning. Hanshin sending up Hamanaka, Toritani, and Yano. Hamanaka takes first pitch up high for ball one. No, that was for strike one. The second offering is swung on and grounded to third base. Third baseman misreads the ball. The ball bounces off his knee and into foul territory on the third base side. It's ruled an error by the third baseman. Hamanaka was looking to take two on the error, but held at first base. So we've already got two errors in this game. We'll see if this one costs the Dragons, as the first one had cost Hanshin. And that'll bring up Toritani. The first pitch is down the middle for a called strike one. The second offering by Kawakami just misses outside. Ooh, that was a good pitch. Kawakami comes set. Next offering, called strike two. Kawakami comes set again, and the fourth offering just misses outside, ball two. Evens the count at 2-2. Toritani looks down to the third base coach, gets his sign, and steps in. Kawakami comes set, checks the runner, and throws over to first base. Kawakami comes set again. And the 2-2 pitch misses outside, ball three. That brings the count full. That's the first full count this game by either pitcher. The Shobu pitch reached for and missed by Toritani with Hamanaka going, and the throw to second base is in time to get Hamanaka. So it's a strikeout double play. The throw by Tanishige was way up high, but still plenty of time for the shortstop to come down and tag Hamanaka out. Sliding in. So, after the strikeout get two, erases the runner, we've got Yano at the plate. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Next offering misses low, ball one, evening the count at 1-1. And the third offering, just misses outside to the right-handed batter. One strike, two balls to count. Tanishige looked like he really wanted that call, asking the umpire where it missed. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to the right side. It's the second baseman going out toward right field and in fair territory. Makes the catch for out number three. So the Tigers, here in the second, had a base runner on an error. But the strikeout get two. Erase that, and it's three up, three down for Hanshin in the second. After one and a half now, the Tigers trail this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a fight for first place in the Central League. Chunichi Dragons up by just 4 games over the Hanshin Tigers. Dragons hosting the Tigers at Nagoya Dome for a 3-game series. Here in the bottom of the second, it'll be Morino batting .287, 7 home runs, 43 RBIs, leading off for the Tiger or for the Dragons. After Morino will be Tanishige and pitcher Kawakami, bottom three in the order. The first offering by Shimoyanagi misses low and away, ball one. Shimoyanagi's next offering misses up high, ball two. No strikes, 2 balls to count. The third offering in the dirt, ball three. No strikes, 3 balls to count. To Chunichi's number 7 man, Morino. The fourth offering, that one's in there for a called strike one. 1 strike, 3 balls to count. The next offering misses inside. Ooh, the umpire called that a strike. Morino was on his way to first base. I thought he should be going to first base, but the umpire thought differently. That brings the count full. 2 strikes, 3 balls. And the Shobu pitch by Shimoyanagi is swung on and lined to the second baseman, who... Okay. Relax. The ball bounces off of his glove, up above his head, and then the second baseman comes back and recovers, making the catch for the out. A fine play by second baseman Fujimoto. On a ball that would have been lined over his head and into right center. So it's one away, and that brings up Tanishige. The first pitch to Tanishige is called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering, grounded to the shortstop, who's up with the ball, throws to first easily. And we have two quick outs here in the bottom of the second inning. That'll bring up pitcher Kawakami. Kawakami stands in. The first offering, called strike one on the outside corner. The second pitch misses outside. 1-1 the count. The next pitch swung on and lifted deep to right field. Right fielder going back and just in front of the warning line. It's not really a track. Makes the catch for out number three. So the Dragons go down in order here in the bottom of the second inning. And after two complete, continue to lead by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the third inning. The Tigers will be sending up Fujimoto, Shimoyanagi, and back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Tigers so far, no runs on one hit. Dragons, two runs on four hits. So Fujimoto stands in. as Kawakami finishes up his warm-up pitches. The first offering is in there for a called strike one. The next offering misses up and away. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Fujimoto batting .243 on the year. 2 home runs and 28 RBIs. Next pitch swung on and fouled away to the left side and out of play. Kawakami's next pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. So Fujimoto goes down swinging. That'll bring up the pitcher, Shimo Yanagi. The first offering down low. Ball one. Shimo Yanagi not really looking like he's going to swing. 2-for-37 on the year. No home runs, 3 RBIs. Next pitch down the middle. Shimo Yanagi watches it go by. 1-1 the count. Shimo Yanagi coming to the Tigers from the Pacific League, where he never batted for about 10 years. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side, past the third base coach. The next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play. So, Shimo Yanagi is battling a little bit. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side again. Shimo Yanagi just sticking his bat out in time to get a piece of it. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball. Throws to first in time for out number two. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi grounded out to short, his first at bat. Batting .281 on the season, no home runs and 16 RBIs. The first offering is in there, down the middle for a called strike one. Akahoshi trouble when he gets on. Next offering misses outside, ball one. I liken him to a cockroach. No matter how much you pound him down, he just keeps coming back. Next offering called strike two. Up in the zone. Akahoshi just scurries around the bases like a cockroach, avoiding everything. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Next pitch, Akahoshi reaches out and fouls off another one. just getting a piece of it, staying alive, just like a cockroach. Next pitch, a slow curveball. Akahoshi did a good job waiting for it. Grounds the ball to the left side. Bata up with the ball and gets him by a step, maybe a step and a half. So, this side is retired in order. Here in the top of the third. We're going to the bottom of the third. And the Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chunichi Dragons are leading this one by a score of 2-0. We're going to the bottom of the third inning. Shimo Yanagi finishes throwing his warm-up pitches. And the Dragons will be sending up the top of the order here in the bottom of the third inning. Araki, Ibata, and Fukudome. Araki, batting .274 on the season, had a base hit and the error by Akahoshi in center. Ball bouncing off his glove and into left center. Allowed Araki to reach second. He then came in to score the first run when Ibata singled up the middle following him. First pitch to Araki here. It misses inside. Ball one. The next offering misses inside and low. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. The Dragons in the bottom of the first, if you're just joining us. Had Araki lead off with that single and error to reach second. Ibata singled up the middle, scoring Araki. Next pitch, a safety bunt attempt. Bunts the ball up high and toward the third base dugout. Foul. Fukudome then singled to the left, after which Woods grounded into a double play, putting runner at third and two down. Alex then singled the runner in to left to put the Dragons up 2-0. The next offering called strike two on the outside part of the plate. That evens the count up at 2-2 to Araki. For Hanshin in the top of the first, Lean accounts for their only base hit, a single to left center. Next pitch misses away. Ball three. Two strikes, three balls to count. That's the third full count of the night. Second by Shimo Yanagi. The Shobu pitch swung on in line deep to left field, but foul. So Araki stands in again. And the Shobu pitch again. Swung on and poked off to and fell to the right side. Araki swinging late on that one. And the Shobu pitch again. Swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Araki fouling off three in a row after reaching full count. Making Shimoyanagi work a bit here in the top of the third. Nobody on, nobody out. Araki at the plate. Full count pitch. Misses low and inside. Ball four. And we have the first base on balls of the game. It was a close pitch. Shimoyanagi thinks that he should have gotten the call. That'll bring up number two batter, Ibata. Ibata drove Araki in the first inning. With a grounder up the middle. Batting 280 on the season. 5 home runs, 35 RBIs. He's showing bunt as he stands in there. And there's a throw over to first base. Araki dives back in. Third base coach goes through his signs again. And Ibata showing bunt. Shimoyanagi set. And the first pitch. Bunt laid down. Shimoyanagi fields the ball. And throws to first. Sacrifice is successful. And Araki moves to second. And that'll bring up Fukudome with a runner in scoring position. Fukudome batting 355 on the season. He singled to left his first at bat. Poking the ball the other way. Shimoyanagi turns and shadow throws the ball to second where nobody's covering. Shimoyanagi set, and the first pitch is swung on and grounded to first base. First baseman tosses the ball to the covering pitcher. And Araki moves to third on the ground out. So it's two away, runner at third base for Tyrone Woods. Woods batting 295 on the season. 33 home runs, 103 RBIs. Grounded into a double play his first at bat. The first pitch misses up high, ball one. 103 RBIs is the most of all the Central League teams. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to the right side. Second baseman out in shallow right field calls for it and makes the catch for out number three. So the Dragons get a runner as far as third base, but no further here in the bottom of the third. After three complete now, Chunichi Dragons continue to lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth. Tigers trailing by a score of 2-0. They'll be sending up Sekimoto, Lin, and Kanemoto, numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters in their lineup. Facing Chunichi ace Kawakami. Kawakami has finished his warm-up pitches, and Sekimoto stands in, batting 280 on the season, 7 home runs and 26 RBIs. Sekimoto struck out swinging his first at-bat, unable to hold up on a ball outside. First pitch, swung on and grounded to the third baseman, who's up with the ball, throws to Woods at first in plenty of time for out number one. So, one pitch, one out, here in the fourth. That'll bring up Lin. Lin singled his first at-bat. Counts for the only Hanshin hit of the game. A clean hit to left center. Batting 281 on the season, 18 for 64. He has 4 home runs. And was it 28 or 48 RBIs? 48 seems kind of high. Nonetheless, the first pitch in there, or misses for ball one, sorry. No, it was a strike. The second offering misses inside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes, one ball the count. We're now 1 hour into this game. As it's 7 o'clock p.m., Japan Standard Time. Next pitch called, strike three. I'm not sure about that. Kind of low and inside. Well, it was over the plate. On the replay, it looked like it was over the plate, but still... just a little low. Nonetheless, Strikeout for Kawakami. His fourth of the night. And that'll bring up Kanemoto. First pitch to Kanemoto. Catches the outside part of the plate at the knees. Strike one. Kanemoto grounded out to second. His first at bat, ending the first inning. Second offering in the dirt, taken by Kanemoto, evening the count at 1-1. The next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball to Kanemoto. And the next offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Count remains two strikes and a ball. Next pitch called, strike three. Kanemoto goes down looking. And Kanemoto doesn't really agree with that call. Standing there looking at the umpire. Dumbfounded. Nonetheless, after 3.5 now, Kawakami has 5 Ks and leads by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Junichi Dragons lead the Hanshin Tigers by a score of 2-0. After 3.5, we're going to the bottom of the fourth. For the Junichi Dragons, they'll be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7 batters, Alex, Inoue, and Morino. Alex drove in the second Dragon run in the first with a single to left field. Batting 287 on the year, 13 home runs, 70 RBIs. Alex will be looking to start something up, give Kawakami a little bit more padding. Shimoyanagi's first pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Alex says that he knows that Shimoyanagi throws a lot of change-ups and was waiting for it in the first. Takes the next pitch inside for ball one. that bench report coming via JSports 2 next offering swung on and grounded to the right side behind the second base bag. The second baseman fields the ball and turns, throws to first. The ball is thrown weakly, but just in time to get Alex. So Alex grounds out to second to lead off the inning. Another good play by Fujimoto. And that'll bring up Inoue. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. For the Hanshin Tigers, in center field is Akahoshi. Third base and batting second is Sekimoto. Playing first base, batting third is Nin. Kanemoto bats fourth and plays left field. Next pitch to Inoue, down low, ball one. Evening the count at 1-1. Inoue batting 321 on the season. Hamanaka bats fifth, playing left field, or playing right field rather. Toritani is at short. Yano behind the plate, batting seventh. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Inoue. Fujimoto, the second baseman, bats eighth, and Shimoyanagi is on the mound batting ninth. For the Chunichi Dragons, Araki leads off, playing second base. Ibata is the shortstop, batting second. Batting third is right fielder Fukudome, followed by first baseman Woods at cleanup. Next pitch bounces off the plate, and Yano evening the count at 2-2. Alex bats fifth, playing center field. Inoue, up to bat right now, bats sixth, playing left. Number seven batter is third baseman Morino, to be followed by catcher Tanishige in the number eight spot, and pitcher Kawakami bats ninth. Next offering swung on and grounded to the right side, and after Lin bobbles the ball a little bit, picks it up, scoops to the covering Shimoyanagi in time for out number two. Lin had a little bit of trouble getting his hand on the ball, but still managed to get it before Inoue came across for out number two. That'll bring up third baseman Morino. Morino lined out to Fujimoto, his first at bat, leading off the second. First pitch to Morino, in there for a called strike one. That line drive was over Fujimoto's head. Fujimoto got a glove on it, knocked the ball upward, and then got under the ball and made the catch. Next offering swung on, and this one goes over Fujimoto and into center field for a base hit. So a two-out base runner for the Dragons here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige batting 223 on the season, 9 home runs and 35 RBIs. Grounded out to short, his first at bat. First pitch to Tanishige, misses outside for ball one. A throw over to first base. Morineau's back standing up. Shimoyanagi comes set. Next offering, swung on and grounded up the middle and threw into center field, base hit. Morineau rounds second and holds as center fielder Akahoshi comes up with the ball. So, with two outs, back-to-back base hits. Put runners at first and second. And that'll bring up the pitcher's spot in Kawakami. Kawakami, of course, will be pitching, or will be batting here. Kawakami hoping to help his own cause. Batting 250, 12 for 48, no home runs, one RBI. Kawakami isn't necessarily an easy out. First pitch misses inside, ball one. Shimoyanagi has his sign, checks the runners. Second offering, swung on and missed. Strike one. A big swing and a miss by Kawakami. Kawakami hit the ball all the way to the warning track in the second inning. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. Again, a big swing by Kawakami. Twisting all the way around. Unable to get a hold of the inside pitch. Shimoyanagi set. And the next offering in the dirt. Kawakami not going after it. 2-2 the count. The next offering, Kawakami throws his bat out, made contact. I don't even think he was holding onto the bat when he made contact. Lifts the ball to shallow center field. Akahoshi has a long run coming in, but managed to get under it just in time to make the catch for out number three. So with two down, the Dragons get back-to-back base hits, but nothing to show for it. At the end of four complete now, the Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 2-0. 2 runs on 6 hits, 1 error for the Dragons. No runs, 1 hit, 1 error. So far for Hanshin. Hanshin's only hit has come from the young Lin in the first inning. They did have Hamanaka reach base in the second inning on an error. He was erased, caught stealing when Toritani struck out. So other than Lin's base hit, Tigers have only stranded one base runner in this one. It's been 1-2-3. 3 innings in a row. Kawakami working to make it 4. He'll be facing Hamanaka, Toritani, and Yano, numbers 5, 6, and 7 in the order. Hamanaka reached on an error by the third baseman, as I just mentioned. And the first pitch is swung on and missed, strike one. Kawakami into the windup, and the second offering down the middle for a called strike two. Maybe slightly outside to the left-handed hitter. Slightly outside of the middle of the plate, well over the plate. And the third pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. Hamanaka goes down swinging on 3 pitches. And we have one away here in the top of the fifth. That's the 6th strikeout for Kawakami. 3rd strikeout in a row. As Kawakami seems to have gotten warmed up, Toritani, batting .296 on the season, stands in. He struck out swinging his first at bat. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. The next offering, in the dirt, ball one, evens the count at 1-1. And the third offering is swung on and grounded to the right side. Kawakami fields the ball barehanded, throws to first, a bad throw, and it bounces away from Woods covering, and it's ruled an infield base hit. Kawakami had to go fast, throwing a one hopper to Woods after barehanding the ball. And the scorer, official scorer, apparently felt that it was a difficult play for Kawakami to have made, and so gave him a base hit on that. And that'll bring up Yano with one down and a runner at first base. First pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Batting .265 on the season. Yano stands in. Yano flew out to the second baseman in shallow right field, his first at bat. Next pitch in there for a called strike two. Kawakami's set. And the third offering in there for a called strike three. Three pitches, three strikes, and Yano goes down looking. He's strikeout victim number seven for Kawakami. Kawakami gives a little guts pose on the called strike three. I really like seeing three-pitch strikeouts, and that's two this inning. Wow, Kawakami has come on. First pitch to second baseman Fujimoto. Misses outside. Ball one. Batting 242 on the year. Fujimoto struck out his first at bat. Kawakami steps off the rubber and fakes a throw to first. Toritani back standing up. Next offering swung on and lined to the glove of the third baseman. Right at his feet. Third baseman Morino makes the catch for out number three. So the Tigers have a base hit. And they strand their second runner of the evening. And after four and a half now, continue to trail by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Shimoyanagi faced 18 batters so far, thrown 61 pitches, allowed 6 hits, and 2 runs. Walked 1 and struck out none so far. He'll be facing the top of the Chunichi order in Araki, Ibata, and Fukudome. Araki has singled and drawn a base on balls so far tonight. And Araki now comes and stands in. Right-handed batter, batting 274 on the season, 2 home runs and 21 RBIs. A single and an error by Fujimoto set up Araki to score in the first inning. And the first pitch is grounded right back at Shimoyanagi, who throws the ball easily to first for out number one. So Araki is retired for the first time this game. And that'll bring up shortstop Ibata. Ibata has singled and sacrificed so far tonight. batting .280 on the season, 5 home runs, 35 RBIs. The first offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. The second pitch, a slow curveball, misses high and away. Slow sweeping curveball. Evens the count at 1-1 to Ibata. The next offering misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls, the count. Shimoyanagi's next offering swung on and hit to right field. Right fielder going back and just in front of the warning track makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome so far tonight has singled to left and grounded out to first. Batting .354, 26 home runs, 85 RBIs. Fukudome a candidate for MVP. First pitch misses inside. An appeal to the third base umpire for him to have swung is denied. Well, the appeal is granted. Third base umpire says no, he didn't swing. Shimoyanagi comes set. The next offering misses outside. Ball two. No strikes, two balls the count. Nobody on. Two down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chunichi Dragons lead by a score of 2-0. Next offering, swung on and grounded off to the first base umpire. Or first base dugout, rather. One strike, two balls the count. Shimoyanagi comes set, and the next pitch misses low and away. Ball three, one strike, three balls to count to Fukudome. Next pitch in the dirt, ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by Shimoyanagi tonight. And he's starting to look tired. Shimoyanagi doesn't often go over six innings. And when he does, he shouldn't. That'll bring up Tyrone Woods. Woods grounded into a double play his first at bat and popped out to shallow right, the second baseman, his second. Batting .294 now. Big Slugger leads the league in RBIs with 103. First offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That 103 RBIs is good for candidacy for the MVP in the Central League. The second offering misses outside, evening the count at 1-1. Shimoyanagi comes set. And the 1-1 pitch misses down low, ball two. One strike, two balls. In other games, Hiroshima leads Yakult in the fourth inning by a score of 2-0. That game at Jingu Kyujo. Nippon Ham leads the Chivalote Marines at Sapporo Dome by a score of 4-2 in the fourth inning. Next pitch to Woods fouled off to the left side, evening the count at 2-2. And Cebu and Oryx are tied in the fourth, 2-2 at Cebu Invoice Dome. Those the only other three games slotted for tonight. Here at Nagoya Dome, Junichi Dragons lead by a score of 2-0 over the Hanshin Tigers in the battle for first place in the Central League. Throw over to first base, Fukudome in standing up. Number four, Woods, the batter, takes the next offering high and away, ball three. Full count to Woods. That's third full count. By Shimoyanagi tonight. And the Shobu pitch is swung on and grounded up the middle. Shimoyanagi fields the ball behind the pitcher's mound, throws the ball to first base in time for out number three. So the Dragons get a one out walk or two out walk and come up empty again here in the fifth. But after five complete now, they continue to lead by a score of 2-0.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hanshin Tigers in the sixth inning be sending up the pitcher Shimoyanagi, then Akahoshi, and Sekimoto. Kawakami so far has thrown 71 pitches, faced 17 batters in the first five innings, allowed just two hits, walked none, struck out seven, and has given up no runs. Shimoyanagi batting for himself here in the sixth inning, takes first pitch for strike one. I really think this is a mistake by Okamoto. Shimoyanagi really doesn't pitch well sixth inning and after. At least not from what I've seen. Next pitch up and away, ball one. 1-1 the count. I must confess, I haven't seen Shimoyanagi pitch that often this season. But when I have, that's the impression I've had. Next pitch fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. The next offering, and Shimoyanagi swings and misses. Strike three. Shimoyanagi becomes strikeout victim number eight for Kawakami. And we go back to the top of the order in Akahoshi. Akahoshi so far has grounded out to short and grounded out to short again. First pitch taken for a called strike one. The second offering by Kawakami misses inside and low. 1-1 the count. And the third offering in there for a called strike two. Two strikes and a ball. The count to Akahoshi. Next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with the ball. Throws to Woods in plenty of time for out number two. That'll bring up third baseman Sekimoto. Sekimoto so far tonight has struck out swinging and grounded out to third. Kawakami into the windup. And the first pitch misses outside, ball one. Kawakami pitching from the windup with nobody on. Shimoyanagi generally pitching from the stretch, even with nobody on. Second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Ibata's shortstop. Morino up with the ball. Throws to first in plenty of time for out number three. So another 1-2-3 inning for the Tigers, the fourth of the night. And we go to the bottom of the sixth, with Chunichi continuing to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chunichi Dragons here in the bottom of the sixth will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7. Batters Alex Inoue and Morino. Alex tonight has singled in a run to left in the first inning and grounded out to second. Alex batting .286 on the year, 13 home runs, 70 RBIs. Shimoyanagi still on the mound for Hanshin. From the set position, first pitch is swung on and lined up the left field line, but cutting just foul. That was less than a meter foul. Bouncing in up the left field line. Alex coming around just a little too early. The second offering swung on and lifted to deep left center. Left fielder coming over. Center fielder Akahoshi coming toward left. And it's Akahoshi in front of the warning track who makes the catch. For out number one. Alex got a little bit too far under that one. Giving Akahoshi plenty of time to get under the ball. And make the catch. That'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Inoue batting .319 on the season in limited playing time. The first offering to Inoue misses low and away, ball one. The next offering misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Inoue. Inoue tonight has flown out to center and grounded out to first. Shimoyanagi comes set. And the next offering, swung on a miss, strike one. Good pitch by the left-handed pitcher against the left-handed batter. Ball coming inside out to the batter. Over the inside part of the plate. The fourth offering swung on a miss, strike two. This one running away from the batter toward the outside. 2-2 the count to Inoue. And the fifth offering. Umpire says Inoue went around. And it's strike three swinging. Home plate umpire says Inoue failed to check his swing. And the replay shows that he went well past the base. Good call by the umpire there. Strike three. And is that the first strikeout by Shimoyanagi today? I think it is. Yes. That's Shimoyanagi's first strikeout of the game. And that brings up Morino. First pitch misses high and in for ball one. The next offering misses just inside ball two. No strikes, two balls, the count to the Chunichi third baseman. Kawakami throws some pitches outside the first base dugout. Keeping loose, ready to go back in there. And shut out the Tigers. Next offering just in there at the knees for a called strike one. Shimoyanagi comes set. And the fourth offering misses outside ball three. One strike, three balls to count. Shimoyanagi trying to make me eat my hat, saying that he couldn't go six. Next offering called strike two. This umpire has kind of a low strike zone, but he has been pretty consistent at calling it. The Shobu pitch swung on and lined into right field, base hit. So with two down, the Dragons get their seventh hit of the night. And that'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige batting 225 now. He's grounded out to short and singled up the middle. The first offering swung on and missed. Strike one. Tanishige's 225 average. Kind of hurting. But he does come through when he needs it. Throw over to first base. Morino's back standing up. When Tanishige was with the Bay Stars, he kind of had up and down years with batting. Second offering misses outside. Ball one, evening the count at 1-1. Tanishige, after moving to the Dragons, really hit the Bay Stars hard. I was sure that his average was a lot higher than it should have been. It was something like 400 against the Bay Stars, but 200 against the rest of the league. He's really hurt us. Umpire says Tanishige swung at that one, failed to check his swing at the pitch low and away. Two strikes and a ball. Shimo Yanagi comes set. And the pitch swung on and lined to right field. One bound in front of the right fielder, two bounds, and it's off the wall in the corner. Morino rounds third. He heads home without a throw. Tanishige, an RBI double to right. The Chunichi Dragons are up by a score of 3-0. So Tanishige, an RBI double, driving in Morino from first. And the Dragons are up by a score of 3-0. So Shimo Yanagi got the first two outs fairly easily here in the bottom of the sixth. But that final out has been hard to get. That'll bring up pitcher Kawakami. After a short meeting on the mound, it looks like Shimo Yanagi is going to get the chance to finish up with a pitcher. But as I said earlier, Kawakami is not an easy out. Kawakami has flown out to the warning track in right and flown out to center field, batting .245 on the season. He's hit the ball hard both times. He's swinging at the first pitch, grounds the ball to the right side, a weak grounder to the second baseman. He was up with the ball, throws just a step and a half ahead of Kawakami to retire the side. Kawakami was going all out there, trying to keep this rally going, but comes up a step short. Nonetheless, the Chunichi Dragons add one here in the bottom of the sixth inning, going to the Tigers' lucky seven. The Chunichi Dragons now lead by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Tigers fans in the left field bleachers standing, waving flags, cheering on the team, hoping that the Tigers can come back. Nagoya Dome has been a tough place for the Tigers this year and the past few years. Kawakami now finishing up his warm-up pitches as Tanishige just gets out there. Tanishige was stranded on base. For Chunichi, they scored two runs in the first inning. Leadoff base hit and error for Araki, putting him at second base. Ibata following with the grounder up the middle, scoring Araki from second. Fukudome continued the hit parade with a base hit to left, putting runners at first and second and nobody out. Then Woods grounded into a double play, putting runner at third with two down. Alex followed, lining a drive into left field, scoring Ibata from third. That was the first two runs of the game, and it was 2-0 through to the bottom of the sixth. In the bottom of the sixth, with two down, Morino singled to right, and Tanishige doubled into the right field corner, scoring Morino, and the third run of the game. And that's how Chunichi leads it, by a score of 3-0, here in the top of the seventh. For the Hanshin Tigers, they send up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Lin, Kanemoto, and Hamanaka. Lin now stands in, and the first pitch is swung on a missed. Strike one. Lin singled to left center his first at bat, one of only two Hanshin hits tonight. Second offering swung on and fouled off up the first baseline. And the clock strikes 8. We've been going at it for 2 hours now, here at Nagoya Dome. The third offering, not strike 3, misses outside for ball 1. Kawakami does strike batters out on 3 pitches. He challenges the batters. Next pitch called, strike 3. And Lin is down looking for the second time in a row. That's the 9th strikeout for Kawakami tonight. Kawakami going into a guts pose as he gets the call. And that'll bring up left fielder Kanemoto. Kanemoto has grounded out to second and struck out looking. First offering in there for a called strike 1. Over the outside part of the plate, Kanemoto batting .311 on the season with 21 home runs. Second offering catches the inside part of the plate. Nice slider by Kawakami. Strike 2. Sorry, shoot, not slider. Next pitch misses for ball 1. 2 strikes, 1 ball the count. Kawakami has his sign into the windup, and the pitch. Kanemoto swings late, but fouls the ball off to the left side. Past the third base coach. Kanemoto's staying alive here. 2 strikes and a ball. Kawakami into the windup, and the next pitch. Swung on a miss, strike 3. Double-digit strikeouts for Kanemoto, for Kawakami tonight. That's strikeout number 10. And that'll bring up right fielder Hamanaka. Hamanaka fouls the first pitch off to the left side, swinging late. Oh, sorry, that was a replay of Kanemoto. Hamanaka takes the first pitch, low and away for ball one. Next offering in there for strike one on the inside part of the plate. Hamanaka batting 295 on the season, 17 home runs, 63 RBIs. Reached on an error and struck out swinging so far tonight. Swings and fouls the next pitch back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball. Kawakami's fourth offering. Ooh, just missed. Inside. Good pitch by Kawakami there. Nonetheless, count evened up at 2-2. Next offering swung on and grounded in front of the pitcher's mound. Kawakami up with the ball, throws to first in plenty of time to out for out number three. And nothing going for the Tigers in their lucky seven. They go down three up, three down for the fifth time tonight. And after six and a half now, trail this one by a score of 3-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a pitching change for the Hanshin Tigers. And it's Kubota coming in to pitch for Hanshin. Appeared in 39 games, 4 wins, 6 losses, 16 saves, a 3.14 ERA on the season. One inning too late, in my opinion. Shimoyanagi almost did it. Almost proved me wrong, saying he should be changed after 5. But with 2 down, Morino's single to right and Tanishige's double into the right field corner added an insurance run for the Dragons, who now lead by a score of 3-0. For the Dragons, lucky 7, we're going to the top of the order. This is the fourth time that we've started at the top of the order in an inning. 1-3-5 and now 7. Araki leads off, to be followed by Ibata and Fukudome. Araki now batting .273 on the season. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. Araki led off the game with a base hit to left center. Or to center. And Akahoshi bobbled the ball, allowing him to get to second. Next pitch called strike two. Came around to score on Ibata's grounder to center in the first. Then Araki reached on a base on balls to lead off the third. Next pitch in the dirt, two strikes and a ball. And grounded out to the pitcher in the fifth to lead off the fifth. Leads off the seventh now. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and fouled off the catcher. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Next pitch by Kubota in the dirt outside, evening the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, down low, an appeal to the first base umpire says no, Araki did not swing. And the count goes full. A replay and ooh, I think he might have gone around. The Shobu pitch in the dirt, ball four. So Kubota comes in and walks the first batter he faces. Junichi wanting another insurance run. Ibata comes to the plate batting .279, 5 home runs and 35 RBIs. He's showing bunt all the way. First pitch, bunted to the right side but foul. Ibata didn't even leave the batter's box. Araki, though, has to come all the way back from second. Third base batter's coach goes through the signs. Ibata stands in, showing bunt. The second offering. Ibata pulls the bat back as the ball sails by his face up high. 1-1 the count. Ibata again showing bunt. A throw over to first base. Araki dives back in. Kubota worried about that runner at first. Third base coach goes through the signs again. And Ibata is showing bunt again. Next offering. bunted just in front of the plate. And it's called foul as Yano fields the ball barehanded and throws to second base. Good call by the umpire as Yano fielded the ball while moving forward but reaching into foul territory to grab it. Two strikes and a ball to Iwata. Next pitch grounded to third. Two throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Double play. So a 5-4-3 double play erases the leadoff base runner. And that'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome batting .354 on the season with 26 home runs. He had a base hit his first at bat. Grounded out to first and reached on the base on balls. The first pitch is in there for a called strike one. Second pitch by Kubota misses up high. Evening the count at 1-1 to Fukudome. Those of you just joining us, we're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Chunichi leading by a score of 3-0. Two down, nobody on. Fukudome at bat. Next pitch by Kubota, the second pitcher for Hanshin of the evening, is a one-bounder. Ball bouncing meter and a half in front of home plate. Kubota looks in, has a sign, comes set. And the fourth pitch misses inside and low. Ball two. No, that was ball three. And the next offering misses outside for ball four. So that's the second base on balls given up by Kubota in this inning. Araki drew a base on balls to lead off the inning and was doubled up on a 5-4-3 double play off Ibata's bat. Nonetheless, we've got a runner at first and Tyrone Woods coming to the plate. Batting .293, 33 home runs and a big 103 RBIs. RBI King. Tyrone tonight is grounded into a double play, flown out to shallow right, and grounded out to the pitcher. Takes first pitch here for ball one. Three nothing in favor of the Chunichi Dragons. We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Two down, runner at first. Second offering catches the outside part of the plate. Evening the count at 1-1. And The next offering, over the outside part of the plate, strike two. The next offering swung on and lined up the right field line. Fair. That ball's going into the corner. Fukudome coming to third. Rounds third and holds as Tyrone Woods drifts into second with a stand-up double to right. So that's the first hit by Woods, the ninth hit for the Dragons tonight. And there's going to be a pinch runner for Woods at second base. It's number 57. First pitch to Alex, misses down low. Ball one. AG? Is that who that was? The second pitch to Alex was in there for a strike. And the third one by Kubota is in the dirt, taken for ball two. Hidenori, that's who the pinch runner is. Hidenori, pinch running for Woods. Next pitch swung on and fell back to the backstop by Alex, evening the count at 2-2. Kawakami throwing the ball outside the first base dugout, keeping loose. And next offering misses inside. Ball three. Count goes full to Alex. Kubota. Next offering, misses low and away, ball four. The base on balls to Alex. Loads the bases. Here in the bottom of the seventh. And that'll bring a visit from the pitching coach. Left fielder Inoue, scheduled to bat next. Kubota comes in, supposedly to pitch the seventh inning. Allows leadoff base on balls, then gets a double play to erase it. Then walks Fukudome. Allows a double into the right field corner to Woods. And now walks Alex to load the bases. Inoue will be betting for himself. Batting 317, just 59 for 86, 10 home runs in limited play. Inoue has a 5-game hitting streak going. Hitless tonight. Takes first pitch inside and low for ball one. I know Inoue best as a pinch hitter. That's the role I've most frequently seen him in. Next offering, low and inside, ball two. Kubota having trouble throwing strikes. The third offering, swung on and fouled off, just foul between the first base coach and first base bag. Looks like it was fouled off of Inoue's foot. As Inoue comes limping out of the left-hander's batter's box. The next offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. 2-2 now the count to Inoue. So Kubota battles back after two balls with a pair of strikes. Kawakami stops throwing to watch the action, and the next pitch swung on and lifted to center field. Akahoshi going back, he looks up, the ball one bound off the wall, one run in, two runs in, three runs in. Alex comes in all the way from first base, and Inoue has a three-run bases-clearing double over Akahoshi's head to center field. And the Dragons take a commanding 6-0 lead here in the seventh inning. A base on balls, a double and a base on balls, setting up the double to Inoue. All after two outs. That'll bring up third baseman Morino. He swings and fouls first pitch back. One strike. Kawakami now has a very comfortable lead. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side and out of play. Two quick strikes to Morino. With two down, bases loaded, and full count. Oh, it wasn't full count, was it? With two down, the runners were off when Inoue hit the bat. Hit the ball with the bat. Next pitch swung on and grounded foul of the first base bag. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. So Kubota coming in there with a strike on a 2-0 count. That's promising. So many pitchers just throw a waste pitch with two strikes and no balls. Next offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. So four straight strikes for Morino to, or for Kubota to Morino. Morino fouling all four of them off. Next pitch misses outside. An appeal to the third base umpire says Morino swung. And that's the third out. But it comes a batter too late. As Inoue hits a bases clearing triple. With two down. And puts the Chunichi Dragons up by a score of 6-0 after 7 complete. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Kawakami has thrown 95 pitches to 23 batters, allowed 2 hits, walked none, struck out 10, and has not given up a run. 95 pitches after 8 innings. Looks like Kawakami is going for a complete game victory. Complete game shutout. As he has basically commanded the Tigers this evening. And with the comfortable 6-0 lead, his first pitch to leadoff batter Toritani is in there for a called strike one. Number 6, 7, and 8 batters for the Tigers, Toritani, Yano, and Fujimoto, will be seen this inning. Second pitch misses high and away. Ball 1, evening the count at 1-1. The second offering misses outside. 1 strike, 2 balls. I don't suppose we still have any Hanshin Tigers fans around tonight. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman over toward the second base bag. Up with the ball. Throws to first in time for out number 1. Second baseman Araki. That'll bring up catcher Yano. Yano so far tonight has flown out to second and struck out looking. But it's not Yano. It's pinch hitter Kataoka. Kataoka batting 149, 1 home run, 6 RBIs. Not necessarily doing very well as a pinch hitter. Takes first pitch for strike 1. The next offering, Mrs. Down Low, evening the count at 1-1. And the next pitch swung on and lifted to left field. Left fielder Inoue goes back a step or two, calls for it, and makes the catch for out number two. That'll bring up second baseman Fujimoto. Fujimoto batting 241 on the season has struck out and grounded out to third so far tonight. Takes the first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Kawakami's next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. 1-1 now the count. For the Dragons, Hidenori stays in the game in center field. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. And Watanabe comes in to play first base, taking the place of center fielder Alex. The next pitch is swung on and lined into right field, one bound in front of Fukudome. Base hit. That's the third base hit for the Hanshin Tigers tonight. And we come to the pitcher spot. And it's Hiyama, left-handed batter, to face the left-handed Kawakami. Batting 189, 2 home runs, 12 RBIs. He's 24 for 127 on the year. Another pinch hitter not doing so well for the Tigers. Takes first pitch for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop up with the ball, throws just wide of first, but Watanabe does a good job snow-coating the ball while falling down, and the side is retired. The catch by Watanabe, you could see an awful lot of ball hanging out of his glove. The first base coach tried to appeal to the umpire, saying, "Look, the ball's out, the ball's out." But Watanabe picked the glove up, showing that, yes, the ball was, in fact, in the glove. And the Tigers are down here in the eighth inning, down to their last chance. The Hanshin Tigers trail this one by a score of 6-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbader, host for ProYaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Tigers send out their third pitcher of the evening, Sajiki Hara, trailing by a score of 6-0 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. He'll be facing the bottom of the order in Tanishige, Kawakami, then back to the top with Araki. Kubota came in, threw one, gave up a run, gave up three runs, all after two outs. Tanishige stands in, batting .227, 9 home runs, 36 RBIs. Swings and fouls first pitch back. One strike. Tanishige grounded out to short his first at bat, singled up the middle his second, and doubled to right his third. The second offering by Sajiki Hara is swung on and missed. A big swing and miss by Tanishige. Two strikes, no balls to count. In other action, Yakult leads Hiroshima 7-5 in the seventh inning. Hiroshima just scoring two to come within two. That happening at Jingu Kyujo. At Sapporo Dome, Nippon Ham Fighters lead the Chibolote Marines by a score of 5-2. They're in the bottom of the seventh there. The third offering to Tanishige misses outside, ball one. We get into the relief pitchers and the pace really slows down. Starting pitchers both had pretty good paces. The fourth offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. At Cebu Invoice Dome, the Cebu Lions lead Oryx now by a score of 5-3. They're in the bottom of the seventh there. And here at Nagoya Dome, Chunichi Dragons up 6-0. Batting in the bottom of the eighth. The next offering to Tanishige misses inside. Tanishige backing out of the way of that one. As the ball comes brushing by, letter high. And the 2-2 pitch misses inside, ball three. So Sajiki Hara goes full count to the first batter he faces. Tatsunami has a bat in the on-deck circle. And the next pitch misses up high, ball four. So Sajiki Hara walks the first batter he faces. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter for Kawakami. Tatsunami pinch hitting for Kawakami. Kawakami's not going to go the distance in his shutout bid against the Tigers. Left-handed batter, batting .266 on the season, one home run and 28 RBIs. This first pitch in there for a called strike one. Kawakami hit the ball three times this game, and all three of them were hit pretty well. Well, the third one was kind of a dribbler to second base, but it was almost an infield hit. He certainly gave it his all. Next pitch in there for a called strike two to pinch hitter Tatsunami. The third offering misses up high. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and grounded off the pitcher's glove. Second baseman fields the ball just behind second base bag, tosses to the shortstop for one. The relay to first is not in time. One away. So, Tatsunami reaches on the fielder's choice. And that brings up top of the order in Araki. Araki takes the first pitch way outside for ball one. The next offering swung on and lifted to left center field. Left fielder going back. Kanemoto chasing the ball down to the wall. Has the ball as Tatsunami rounds third. And the throw is not in time. Tatsunami crosses the plate as Araki has a base hit to the as a double to the left field gap. RBI for Araki. Again, another hard run for the runner at first base, but he comes in. And the Dragons are up by a score of 7-0. That'll bring up shortstop Iwata with one out and a runner at second base. One run in so far. Takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Iwata batting 249 on the season. Or was it 294? Uh-oh. Nonetheless, the second offering swung on and grounded through the left. Oh no! Toritani grabbed the ball. A diving grab by Toritani. He stands up, throws to first in time to get Iwata. But Araki moves over to third on the play. A fine play by Toritani at short to get the second out. That was a super play. A diving grab by Toritani to keep the ball from going into left. And that'll bring up Fukudome with two down and a runner at third now. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses way inside. Fukudome has to bail out of that one. To keep from getting hit. Next pitch, one bounder blocked by the catcher. Who's in catching now? Asai. Kataoka had pitch hit for Yano, and Asai is now in there catching for the Tigers. One strike, two balls the count to Fukudome. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. One strike, three balls the count. Fukudome has singled, grounded out to first, and reached on base by base on balls twice. Next pitch, with Fukudome thinking it might be ball four, called strike two on the outside corner. Full count to Fukudome. Full count, two down here in the bottom of the eighth inning. One run in so far for the Dragons, runner at third base. The Shobu pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And the side is retired. So the Dragons here in the eighth add yet another insurance run. And going to the ninth, lead this one by a score of 7-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for ProYaku, live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hanshin Tigers down to their final three outs, as Kawakami was pinch hit for in the bottom of the eighth. It'll be Nakazato on the mound for Hanshin to close, or for Chunichi to close. Nakazato has thrown in 8 games so far. No wins, no losses, and a 5.40 ERA. He'll be facing the top of the Hanshin order in Akahoshi, Sekimoto, and Nin. And Akahoshi swinging at the first pitch, grounding it to the left side. Ibata up with the ball, throws to first, and just gets the speedy Akahoshi for out number one. That'll bring up third baseman Sekimoto. Sekimoto batting .278 on the season. He struck out, grounded out to third twice so far tonight. Takes first pitch away for ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. That evens the count at 1-1. Chunichi doing what it takes to beat the Hanshin Tigers, and one of the keys is to keep Akahoshi off base. They managed to do it, all 4 Akahoshi at bats. Next pitch misses low, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls, now the count to Sekimoto. Nakazato into the windup. Next pitch misses way up high, ball 3. 1 strike, 3 balls, the count. The next offering, down the middle for a called strike 2. That brings the count full. To Sekimoto. Nakazato's Shobu pitch. Misses up high. Sekimoto thought about swinging, but held up. Draws a base on balls with one out. Here in the top of the ninth inning, trailing by a score of 7-0. That'll bring up Sheets as a pinch hitter for Lynn. No, Lynn is hitting. Okay. I thought Sheets was out there swinging a bat. Lynn is coming up, though. Lynn batting .273, 18 for 66 on the season. 4 home runs. This kid is going to be good next year if he can get a permanent spot. He swings and lines the ball past the diving first baseman into right field. Base hit. That's the second hit by Lynn this game. And the fourth Tiger hit of the game. So Lynn has 2 of the 4 base hits for the Tigers. And that brings Ochiai Kontoku out of the dugout. I don't think Nakazato is going to remain. Ochiai Kontoku gets out there. And he is leaving Nakazato in. No. He's going to have a word with the umpire. Takes the ball. And with Kanemoto swinging the bat on deck, we've got a pitching change. It's Kobayashi coming in to pitch. So we'll take a short break. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Hanshin Tigers have runners at first and second with one out, trailing by a score of 7-0. Nakazato started the ninth. And after a walk and base hit with one out, has been substituted for by Kobayashi. Kobayashi has appeared in 11 games, has won one, lost none, and has a 4.05 ERA. He's coming in as 1 point relief against left-handed Kanemoto, batting 311, 21 home runs, 86 RBIs. Kanemoto so far tonight grounded out to second and struck out twice. Left-handed one-point relief. Kobayashi comes set. Checks the runners. First pitch. Low and away. Ball one. The next offering catches the outside corner for called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next pitch, after checking the runners, swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul. Two strikes and a ball now to Kanemoto. Kanemoto 0-3 so far tonight. Struck out twice. Number looking to keep things going here in the top of the ninth as the Tigers trail by a score of 7-0. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. That's three strikeouts for Kanemoto tonight. Kanemoto did not look good. He was backing out of the batter's box as he swung. And Kobayashi does his job. 1 point relief. And we've got another pitching change. With one out to go here at Nagoya Dome. Chunichi leading by a score of 7-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome for the showdown between the top two Central League teams, Dragons and Tigers. Tigers down to their last out. Runners at first and second. Two down. And Hamanaka at the plate. Suzuki comes in to pitch for the Dragons. And his first pitch to Hamanaka misses high and away. Ball one. Suzuki has pitched in 35 games so far this year. One win, no losses, and one save. And a 1.05 ERA. Next offering, swung on and lifted to right field. Fukudome goes back, plants his feet, calls for the ball, and makes the catch for out number three. So the Tigers, two base runners here in the ninth, but come up scoreless. First game of this second-to-last showdown between the two top teams goes in favor of the Dragons. A 7-0 shutout. Kawakami threw 8 innings, struck out 10 while allowing just 3 base hits. For the Tigers, overall, no runs on 4 hits, and they committed 1 error in the first inning. For Chunichi, it was 7 runs, 11 hits, and 1 not-so-costly error. in the second. For the Chunichi Dragons, their magic number is now reduced to 17. And they regain that 5-game lead over the second place Tigers. I'd like to thank you all for joining me this evening, either live or via MP3. I invite you to come back, and we'll try to do some more games before this season ends, and definitely postseason games here on Pro Yaku Live. Thank you, and good night.